Absolutely. It's been a long time coming this season. We thought we'd never get it finished, and here we are a day away now. So very exciting day tomorrow.
Very simply, how do you get so good at rounders? I mean, you know, not only to have the senior ladies, which are, you know, one of the most dominant teams in the sport, but to get the mixed and the men's there as well, getting it right on all areas.
Oh, do you know what? It took years to manage to do that. Like, the ladies became successful in 2016. Kind of just set a goal for ourselves every year to try and hang on to that title, and we did, thankfully. And then a few of the men came on board, being partners of some of the players. They thought, oh, sure, if he can do it, we can do it. Once the men came on board and we got the mix going, a lot more guys started to see, actually, do you know what? This is not a bad game to play. I'll give it a go too. And the men's team kind of came out of that. And sure, we've just been plodding on and ploughing ahead, trying to get better as we go along.
We heard from the Adamstown Club there recently, and near neighbours and rivals of you guys, and they were saying that they kind of got up and running in 2018. How long have you been going there in Glenbarrentown?
Well, originally, like, rounders have been huge in Glenbarrentown ever since the 80s. Celine Crane and Maura Gately started it up back then. And after they started it up, May Doyle came on board, and May being a senior camogie player herself, she brought a new level to the game, I think. And she kept it going from there, and they had massive success with community games. And I think school as well, they did really well with schools rounders. And then in 2005, the senior team started from Shirley Roach. So yeah, it's just always been a really popular sport in Barrentown, and they've always been really, really good at it.
You know, a lot of people will remember playing rounders in school, and it was kind of a school-based game for such a long time. And I guess that's where the kind of love grew out from, that, you know, it was a game of your childhood and a game full of nostalgia, I suppose, for you guys. And you're managing to bring that dream to life now, too.
Very much so. Like, as a kid, like, not every child is massively, you know, into sport, you know, that kind of way. Whereas rounders was always one that you didn't have to be like a great soccer player or a great with a hurl, you know, that kind of way. You could be involved and not be massively sporty. It's a good family game, you know, that kind of way. It's fun to watch. It's fun to play. So, I mean, anyone could really can play the game. You know, it's just practice, practice, practice for us to get where we are.
So the schedule for tomorrow, the senior men's are up first at 11 o'clock. They're taking on Carrickmacross. You're part of the senior ladies' side, who are going for five in a row. So we were all talking about how amazing it was for Dublin to get five in a row. And you guys could do the very same now tomorrow too. So you're taking on Brafey, a club people will know from County Mayo there. Do we know much about Brafey? Have you come up against them a lot?
We've played Brafey three times now. When Brafey first joined back to the senior championship, we played them for the first time then, and we actually lost to them. We didn't really know much about them, and we went out, and they were a very good team. A lot of their players were from Castlebar, who were a massive team back a few years ago. They're actually one of the other teams who have only ever won the senior ladies championships five in a row. So a lot of their players are actually from Castlebar and from that original team, as far as I'm aware. There's definitely a few of them still playing with them. We played them again then in the semi-final there in 2018, and that went to extra innings and everything. It was a really, really close game. It was the toughest game that we've ever actually played. And then we played them this year as well, and again we actually only won by one, so they're always really, really close matches. So tomorrow will definitely be a cracker of a game, I have to say.
Certainly will, and you guys will go in as the hot favourites, as defending champions, of course. And how do you, as you know, one of the senior members of the club there, how do you make sure you don't let any complacency come in there tomorrow?
You can't afford to have complacency in rounders, because it can be a really quick game. You know, you can literally go out and a ball is put somewhere and it's gone completely out of your control. You're trying to get those players out as quickly as possible. You're trying to keep the balls away from those players that you know are going to catch it. It's knowing where to put the ball when you get it. It's knowing what you have to do. You really have to think in rounders about what your next play is. And it's just remembering that. And most of all, remembering just to enjoy the day. You know, regardless of what happens, it's been such a tough year. We're just delighted to get the day played and to be actually able to get back out onto the pitch and to see everybody that we haven't seen in months and months. So, yeah, I'm actually looking forward to it. Obviously, the nerves are there, but I'm looking forward to being able to just get back out and play. That's something that you really enjoy as well. So,
That's it. And a chance to bring home some silverware is always a nice Sunday out.
Oh, very much so.
And the senior mixed final is the final game of the day. That's where you'll take on Erin Eagles of County Cavan there. So you've got plenty of big names on that side as well. Jane Malone, Amanda Howland and Yvonne Hanley are some of the names there. So some brilliant talent there. And you'd have to be pretty confident going into that one too.
Yeah, very much so. It's going to be a cracker of a game as well, to be fair. The team that we're coming up against, Erin Eagles, they are an absolutely brilliant mixed team, men's team, ladies team. They're just all-rounders, to be fair. The cup that we're going for has actually been renamed after one of their late players, Dimpna Riley, who thankfully I had the pleasure of playing with and against on a number of occasions. So, you know, it's a huge day for their club, and I'm sure it'll be emotional on both sides. And no matter which one of us takes home the cup, we'll be proud to hold the Dimpna Riley Cup, because she was just one of the massive advocates for rounders. She absolutely adored the sport. She did a huge amount for the sport, both nationally and in her own home county in Cavan. So it's an honour to be able to play for it. So we're really looking forward to it.
I can imagine. And you guys are doing some great work in promoting the game here in County Wexford as well, yourselves and Adamstown. Tell us a bit about the rivalry from your end of things. I guess you're kind of the established side and Adamstown are kind of up and coming there, trying to take your title off you. You did play in an All-Ireland final before.
We did. We played them last year in the All-Ireland final. And sure, look, at every time you go up against Adamstown, you know it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a close game. Plenty of shouting and roaring from the sideline, cheering each other's teams on. But yeah, they hit the scene fairly well, to be fair, in their first season. They've done really well. Like, they entered with three teams. They did really, really well. And then to make the final in their second year was fantastic, you know. And they always put up a good match to you. A few of their players had played with us before, so that was really good to get back on the pitch with them. But yeah, no, I have to say it's great to see more clubs in County Wexford coming through, and hopefully, like, at some stage we'll see even more than just ourselves in Adamstown.
That would be great, and it would be brilliant to see you guys having fun and hopefully making history as well in the senior men's, the senior ladies and the mixed final. Do you know where people can follow the games?
At the minute, all I know is that it's going to be up on GAA Rounders Facebook page and also on their YouTube channel. I'm not sure of the addresses yet, but obviously if anybody wants to follow our Facebook page, we'll share at the very minute that we know the link.
Excellent, and we'll keep an eye on that, and of course keeping an eye on the big games tomorrow, and we'll bring you all the results on the Sports Hour tomorrow from 6 o'clock as well. Hopefully we'll be chatting to a very, very happy Kate Duggan then too. Listen, thanks very much for taking the call, and best of luck for all the teams tomorrow.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure. Can I just say thanks to some of the people who have been so good to us so
far? Absolutely, yeah.
First and foremost, the Barrentown Parish Pitch, who allow us to train there on a regular, constant basis. They're really accommodating and really good with allowing us to use their pitch. Also then to Glyn Barrentown GAA Pitch, who are fantastic in giving us the use of their facilities when we need them. And to our sponsors, Manapia Motors, who are constantly there showing their support. And just everybody, all the messages and videos that have come in, it's just fantastic. So thanks to everybody. I hope I haven't missed anybody.